Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on khawf, on the having fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having fear on the things, the events that will unfold in akhirat, in qabr, even in this world, for a person that disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explain that this fear also is a fear that is born out of love. You get two types of fear. One is a fear that is born out of the gruesome punishment and pain that is caused by some opposition. And one is a fear that a person doesn't want to disobey his beloved. So a true mu'min, a true believer, this is how he looks at it. And I don't want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever may happen, that Allah ta'ala that has done so much for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has created me, has taken care of me, has given me eyes, ears, limbs, allowing me to breathe, allowing me to eat, has given me parents, has given me wealth, has given me Islam, has given me Iman, has given me so many things. How and what face can I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So believer all the time he's reflecting at the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given him, reflecting on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he thinks that how can I disobey such a great being? What face do I have to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this fear is actually born out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't do anything to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explained, that all these things that are brought as far as punishment, azab, the severity of the punishment in the qabr, in akhirat, etc., all these things are brought in our deen, so it keeps a person on alignment. That a person doesn't go to one extreme, like how you get the Christian, somebody, you say that Jesus died for our sins, so now that's a license, that you can do whatever you want, whatever sin you want to do, somebody else died for your sins. Islam, nobody had passed away for our sins, every person will be responsible for his own actions. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that salini min mali ma shi'ti, fa inni la amliku laki shay'an yawm al-qiyamah. O kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, O Aisha, ask me whatever you want. Sorry, O Fatima, his own daughter, ya Fatima, salini min mali ma shi'ti. O Fatima, his own daughter, is saying that, ask me from my wealth whatever you want. In this dunya, ask me from my wealth whatever you want. Because I don't have any power over you on the day of Qiyamah. That is Allah Ta'ala's control. There's no such thing as you are the daughter of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so you'll have a different grading compared to others in terms of the way your hisab will be taken. There's no preferential treatment on the day of Qiyamah. Everyone is for himself. There isn't such a thing as somebody has passed away for your sins, so you'll get preference. There isn't such a thing in Islam. Why? Every person has to be responsible for his own actions, so it helps us to keep our alignment in order. So a person is all the time aware that I can't do anything to disobey my Allah, because I will have to answer for it. No one else will answer for my actions. I will have to answer for it. So today's hadith, عن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه أن النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال منهم من تأخذه النار إلى كعبيه ومنهم من تأخذه إلى ركبتيه ومنهم من تأخذه إلى حجزته ومنهم من تأخذه إلى قوته رواه مسلم. هذا سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the fire of Jahannam, now we're talking about Jahannam, how it will be, it will cover some people up to the ankles, others up to the knees, others up to the hips, and others up to the collarbones. The fire will envelop people in varying degrees according to the severity of the sins. What is meant by this? Some people will ask that how is it possible that we know that we heard of the day of Qiyamah that people will be drowning in their own perspiration also. This is talking about Jahannam, but we heard that the day of Qiyamah some people, their perspiration will be up to the ankles, others up to the knees, others higher up to the waist, and others actually drowning in the perspiration. So how is this possible? Because in this dunya, in this world, that you put a person, everyone, you put them on one plane, and you put a level of water, for example, think of a swimming pool, put a level of water, it's coming up equally. Doesn't matter where you're standing, if you're all on one plane, it will come up equally. How can some people it come to the knees, and others come to the ankle, others come higher, and that water also be lower for others? In other words, how can the perspiration be like this? So ulama also give an answer to this, that the laws of akhirat are completely different. The laws of physics of akhirat are completely different to the laws of physics of this world. Just for our understanding purposes, ulama give this example. Look at a fish. The fish is living in the sea world, in the marine world. It's living in water. The laws of the water are completely different. The laws of the breathing of a fish are completely different to the laws of the breathing of insan. If insan has to go underwater for 5 minutes, he will become dead. and the fish has to come out of water and trying to live on earth for 5 minutes, that fish will die. Yet both breed, but the breathing systems are completely different. So similarly, the laws that Allah Ta'ala has created in Akhirat are different to the laws of dunya. So a person can't hear this hadith and think that how is it possible that the hadith is saying that everyone will be drowning in different levels of perspiration, yet they will be on one field. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes ulama also give another explanation that the person, Allah Ta'ala, will cause the earth under his feet or the land under his feet to rise. So that this person, his level of perspiration will be much lower than that person whose ground under his feet Allah Ta'ala is causing to drop. So different explanations ulama give. But what we have to understand is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100% true. And again, when we're hearing about this, that this is how people will be in Jahannam, he's not there to frighten us and put us into a depression, but to warn us that we have to be on guard. All the time we have to be seeing what we are doing. We mustn't disobey our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and being careful of what we do, so that we don't disobey and displease Allah ta'ala even for 1 second in the day. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.